Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Candere Retail India Limited's Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we begin, a brief disclaimer: the presentation which contains Candere Retail India Limited has uploaded on the stock exchange and their website. Include the discussions during the call contains or may contain certain forward-looking statements concerning Candere Retail India Limited's business prospects and profitability, which are subject to several risks and uncertainties, and the actual result could materially differ from those in such forward-looking statements. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Vishay Bansal, CMD, Candere Retail. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning and welcome to everyone present on the call. Along with me, I have Mr. Deepak Bansal, our Whole-Time Director, Mr. Basant Goel, Whole-Time Director, Mr. Surendra Nigam, Chief Financial Officer, and Mrs. Poonam Chahal, our Company Secretary, and Marathon Capital Advisors Private Limited, our Investor Relations Advisor. I hope you all have got the chance to review our investor presentation now. Who have not yet can view them on the stock exchange and the company website. In Q1 FY24, we have seen challenges. Retail sector in India and the operating environment was not on the growth side in this industry. We delivered a revenue of 112 crore, registering a growth of 11% year-on-year, mainly on account of our consistent expansion plan of our retail footprints. We registered a PAT of 12.27 crore as compared to 14.12 crore in Q1 FY23. In Q1 FY24, the company has had net 14 stores in line with our expansion strategy of exploring new markets of Tier 2, Tier 3 towns, and beyond. Our total EBO stands at 461 stores as on June 30. We are also getting good results from our e-commerce venture with various marketplace partners. Our omnichannel engagement further enhances our customer experience and seamless shopping experience to them. With this, I would like to hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Surendra Nigam.
Thank you, sir, and a very warm welcome to everyone. Coming to the financials and operational performance highlights for Q1 FY24, our revenue from operations for Q1 FY24 grew by 11% and stands at 112 crore as compared to 101 crore in Q1 FY23. Now comes to EBITDA. EBITDA for Q1 FY24 stood at rupees 34 crore, and EBITDA margin for Q1 FY24 stood at 30.8%, that is 31%. PBT stands for 13.6%, which is 15 crore, and as far as PAT, we have registered a PAT of 12 crore with a margin percentage of PAT is 11%. We will now open the floor for Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star then one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Before we take the first question, I'd like to remind all participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star then one on your touch-tone telephone. The first question is from the line of Ankit Behera from Shubhkam Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Ankit Babej here from Shubhkam Ventures.
Yes, Ankit.
Yeah. Sir, a couple of questions. What I was observing was that on a YOY basis, your gross margins have been maintained more or less, but your EBITDA margins have declined a lot. So what is the reason for the same?
So, Ankit, we have seen, you know, not a very steady growth on the same store. So we have been able to maintain our gross margin, which we have been committed from earlier, 65% of the overall margin is maintained. But new expansion store is being there, and we have seen actually, you know, same store growth on a negative side of 5% in terms of volume, which is due to various reasons. You have seen the industry was quite, you know, on a bit tough place for this one. But overall things for the company is good. So that is why we have been able to maintain the gross margin since the same store growth was not there in Q1. So that is a little bit of an expansion. So overall EBITDA as compared to last year 14 crore is 12 crore for this time.
So basically there was a negative operating leverage is what you say this quarter.
Yeah. So for the first quarter, growth in the same store was not there. So that is why it is being there.
So, sir, is there a seasonality in your business based on the various quarters? I mean, any festive? So, which are the quarters where the performance is good and which are the lean quarters?
Absolutely. So, actually, this is the most lean quarter. That is the Q1. So, my sale was always been going quarter on quarter up Q1, and then Q2 is slightly up, then Q3 and Q4, because that's the winter and the ticket sizes improved a lot. So that's what the margin, but the gross margin is being, you know, higher for this side because the mostly the fresh season material is being there. So the moment we will grow, our revenue will grow, and the second half of the season, that is third quarter, Q3 and Q4 will have the best number. That is a very large number as compared to Q1 and Q2.
So what are the sustainable gross margins and henceforth EBITDA margins for the full year you expect?
So, since initially for last many, you know, years, our commentary, you must have been listening, that we have been committed to maintain the 55% of the gross margin. Last year, just see, because e-commerce shares have been increasing, so we have been able to maintain approximately 55% on an annualized basis. Quarter on quarter, there would be a variation, but 54 to 55% of the gross margin is going to be maintained on an annualized basis. And when we have been able to maintain 55% of the gross margin, our EBITDA level margin would be 19 to 20%, what we have been commented earlier, and 12 to 13% of the 12% you can say the PAT margin would be maintained.
So 19 to 20, you mean to say pre-Ind AS margin. So on a reported basis, what will be a margin?
30% we are taking 29 to 30%.
Okay, so 55% gross margins, 29 to 30% reported margins, 19 to 20% pre-Ind AS margins, and net margins would be around 12 to 13%.
Correct.
Okay. And sir, what kind of top line growth you are expecting for this year, based on your retail expansion and the SSG, if any, you expect in the next 3 quarters?
So we have, since even as the first quarter was what I explained just now, we have not yet revised any of the targets, and 19-20% of the growth we have been expecting.
So full year 20% revenue growth, and will it be mostly led by store expansion, or that you expect, you still expect some SSG in this?
So we are looking at Q1 was quite challenging. Q2, we are expecting some growth from the same store as well, and obviously Q3, Q4 will be there. So initial what we have been committed, we are working on to 5% of the same store growth we are expecting. Then the expansion, and e-commerce has shown a very good results for us. What we have been worked for last 2 years in a very, you know, harder manner. So e-commerce contribution would be there. So overall target, the 20% what the company has, the initial target, it has been maintained, and we are not revisited or revised any target.
And is e-commerce a low margin business or a high margin business or a similar margin business as compared to the company?
So that is why I committed last year 56%+ of the gross margin. But the moment I'll grow my e-commerce business, the 1 or 2% of the gross margin level would be hit. So that is why we have been committing 54 to 55% of the gross margin.
Okay. One more question was that of late we have seen a decent correction in the cotton prices from the peak. So, will it help you to improve your gross margins, or you'll pass it on to the customer, or will you take any price hikes or price cuts in the coming quarters, whatever, based on the raw material price movement?
When the prices have been settled or whatever being that, we are not increasing any prices because the industry and we are working on a particular method of arriving at a MRP. There's a cost over for the company is less. Obviously the benefit would pass on the customer because my MRP would be less and the earlier stock which is on the higher price would be there. We are not any increase in the prices. Intentionally, there is no increase in the price. If cotton prices are coming down, raw material prices have been coming down, obviously the benefit will go to the customer.
Okay. Any price action you took in the first quarter or again the same model was followed?
There is no reduction we have been taken. There is no hike we have been maintained. Our parameters of arriving the prices has been same.
Okay. Sir, my last question is the store level economics. Typically whenever you open a store, what is the CapEx per store per square feet, pure CapEx, and what is the inventory and any other security deposit, whatever. What is your investment when you open a store and at what level of revenues you guys break even at store level?
Correct. There are two questions you have been asked. Number one, what is the investment size in one store and what is our break-even period and payback period, right?
True.
As far as investment is concerned, we are average size for our store is approximately 1,200 square feet, and there is a cost per square feet coming in the range of CapEx is 2,000-2,100 rupees per square feet and approximately same with the inventory costs, right? If I'm opening in 1,200, you can say ballpark figure of 1,000 or 1,100 square feet of the store. I invest approximately 22-25 lakhs in between in the CapEx side and at the same time, same amount of it is required in the inventory side. One store of 1,000-1,100 square feet, including landlord deposit, some portion is there, approximately, roughly ballpark figure is 50 lakhs we have been investing. So as far as revenue is concerned, we are targeting the store which is being giving us at least 1 crore of the annualized revenue on a maturity level, right? So last year, if you have seen our last year annual number was 1.35 crore for the one store revenue. So that is a way ahead of this. By considering these factors, 1 crore of the minimum revenue size, 6 months is on and over. Since from the very first month, the Cantabile is a brand where you can get the break even from the first month itself. But overall, considering on annualized basis, 6 months approximately is the break even period. And by this CapEx investment and inventory period, 2 to 2.5 years is our payback period.
Okay. And this 50 lakhs is the total gross investments. You must be getting some credit on your inventory also.
That's the other thing. I am talking about what the investment on the front-end side because we are in production as well, right? When we are in production, so there is some inventory is being required for the back-end as well. That is in supply chain and manufacturing raw material WIP. So almost that amount what we have towards 25 to 30%, that has been on a creditor side.
Okay. So any return ratios you target by opening the store or for the company as a whole?
Sorry, didn't get your question clearly. What is that?
I mean any return ratios in your mind that as a company we are targeting say 15%, 20% ROE, ROC?
Nothing like that. Overall, we are targeting overall business on a company level, which has been very healthy. ROE and ROI and ROC is 30% you have seen and the 40% plus for the ROC side. So that is the only way, not individually, because the potential on the 1 crore plus store is being there, which has given 1.35 crore of the last year. So all these. So overall company level, we have been deciding.
So you'll sustain this 25-30%.
Whatever the number we are telling, that is on a sustainable basis only.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thanks for the answer.
Thanks, Ankit.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star then one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Yash Bajaj from Lucky Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity, sir.
Thanks, sir.
Sir, I had four questions. First is, did we see any impact of the postponement of wedding dates in this quarter and the share of wedding wear in this quarter and Q1 FY23? That is my first question.
Yeah, there have been downside in the wedding business this summer season because majorly we have seen that the wedding for the summer season has been postponed for the winters because most of the people now prefer that summer weddings are uncomfortable. So in winter times, the weddings are more comfortable. People are able to enjoy better in the open spaces. So yes, we see that in the third quarter and the fourth quarter, the wedding business will be very good, and we have seen a slump in the wedding business in the Q1.
Okay, so wedding wouldn't be that material this quarter, right?
Because this is the monsoon season, and anyhow, in monsoon season, there is no wedding season in India. So yeah, in quarter two, there is no wedding buying.
Okay, and my second question is, what was the contribution of e-com this quarter?
E-com contribution is around 6% this quarter.
Percent. And this was FY23, 3 to 4%, right?
No, FY23 for us on annual basis was 1.5%. Sorry, it was 2.5%.
Okay.
It was 15 crore we did out of 550 crore. 3% approximately was the annual contribution.
Okay. My third question is, sir, what was our pre-Ind AS margin this quarter?
Pre-Ind AS margin for this quarter was 16.5% pre-Ind AS, which has been 31% for post-Ind AS. It is approximately 17%.
Pre-Ind AS margin is 17%, right?
17, EBITDA margin I'm talking about.
Yes. Okay. And my last question is, sir, how much inventory do we have on our books this quarter?
So inventory in terms of days, or actually inventory in terms of days on an annualized basis this quarter also, because this is the quarter where we need the started production for the winter as well. So this quarter, as well as on a 30th November, September, what you'll get. So this itself is approx 140 to 145 days of the inventory being there, which was the last annual figure as well.
Okay, so there's no change in inventory days for this quarter?
Not now, not now. We have to see on an annualized basis. Last year, it was 144 days, and we have mentioned that we are committed to bring it back to approx 135 days. Because, you know, our inventory is to be understood in two parts, what the majority confusion is being there, because we are in manufacturing as well. That is very important, this one. So when I'm talking about manufacturing, there are approximately 20% of my inventory is being there in raw material and WIP. So when we are finding out our inventory days, we should not club it. That is like an investment we are making. There's 30, 40, 35 to 40 crore investment is being there. If I remove this, then my inventory is approx 120 days, which we have been controlling.
Got it. That's all from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star then one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Levin Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to understand from you the guidance on the marketing expenses on a yearly basis. What do you typically budget for?
So overall marketing budget we are keeping is 2% of the revenue. One, it is lying in between 1.5% to 2%. So the target for this financial year is the same one.
Just a follow-up and kind of a related question would be, what is the expansion plan in terms of store additions for the next couple of years?
Yeah, we are planning to expand 80 stores per year, and so it's like 6.5 stores per month we are opening.
So actually, just trying to relate both the questions together in terms of this aggressive store addition plan, which is being planned. Don't you think that this 1.5%-2% is expected to go up further? Because
No.
obviously you'll be adding stores, adding new stores, so just to popularize those stores as well.
So we have been doing advertisement expenses majorly on the upcoming stores in the past also. So our experience is that it goes up to 2% if we consider expenses on the new store also. So it will be in the same line, that it will be coming around 2%. In absolute number, to definitely the expense will increase, because as the sales will go up, then 2% of bigger value will be, absolute value will be bigger. So we don't think it will go up further.
Understood. And so just the last question, I guess someone asked a question earlier, but just wanted to understand in terms of your per store square feet sales for the year, where do you see settling it up at by the end of the year? Obviously, Q1 was, as you rightly mentioned, that was kind of muted, but what do you expect that will settle down at the end of the year on a yearly basis?
So I think you what is the per square feet sale you are correlating with overall sale for the annualized basis.
Right.
Yes, obviously, when the same store
growth is not being there for the Q1, and that is normal for the industry. So yes, that is on a slightly flat, lower side. Last year for the Q1, my per square foot sale approximately 800, which has came down to 700, but we have been able to do that. And on annualized basis, what is our target? What we have been achieved in the past, we are very hopeful to achieve in the same thing. Plus minus 1 or 2% is a different thing. Overall, we are
strictly
okay on an annualized basis.
Understood. Thank you, sir. That's it from my end. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Navsar Parekh from Native Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking the question. My first question was on marketing. Do you do influencer marketing, and is there a spend associated with that too?
Come again, I haven't followed right your question.
Sorry?
Can you please come again? I haven't got your question.
Yeah, so my question was, do you do influencer marketing? And, is that, what spend would that be?
Yeah, we are doing influencer marketing. So, the spend is not very big because we have recently started, in the COVID time, we only started with the online sales. So, influencer marketing is majorly done by the players who are majorly into the online space. We are majorly into the offline space. So, our spend on the influencer marketing is little lesser. It is not a very significant figure to be mentioned in for the influencer marketing, maybe coming around 2 to 5 lakhs per month, that's it.
Okay. Second question was on competition. Increasingly players are opening stores in tier 2, tier 3. Zudio is also something that Trent started in. Bunch of other competition. So what is your view on competition? Are you seeing increased competition, and how should we think about that?
Well, Zudio is really growing fast, so there is competition from the Zudio, but we see it majorly happening during the initial phase when the Zudio store opens in the town. So there is some impact in the initial months, but later on our sales stabilizes or grow back to the initial level. So I doesn't think Zudio is impacting us that in the long run. In the short run, yeah, for a few months after the opening, it's impacting.
Okay, but don't you see that as on a long term basis? Don't you see impact? Do you have to do more things around pricing, discount? Is it impacting your margins where Zudio is opening up or something like that?
So Zudio quality is a little less what we are offering to the customer. So once customer switches, he realizes that yes, Cantaphil has better quality to offer than what Zudio is offering, because they can't offer the same because their prices are like half than what we are selling at. So definitely quality can't be the same. So customer comes back to us later.
Okay. I want to understand, do you track any data on repeat purchases, repeat customers and things like that? And can you share some, insights on that? What percentage would be repeat customers for you in a year, and how many times, does a customer come again or something like that?
Yeah, we have checked the data. We have around 50% customers who are repeating, and 50% customers are the new customers.
Sorry, 50% customers are repeat, and
50% are the old customers, which are the repeat customers.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star then 1 on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Kapil Jagasia from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for taking my question. If I heard it right, your same store sales growth was negative 5.7%, right, for this quarter?
Mm-hmm.
So what was the same store sales growth in the previous Q1 FY23?
Sorry?
For Q1 FY23, what would have been the same store sales growth for us?
For last year, right? Last year you were talking about. I think it was in the range of approximately 6 to 7%. Q1. I'm talking about Q1.
Q1, yes, yes.
Q1.
And like you had given a target of 5 to 7% same store sales growth for the entire year. So considering this negative round about 6%, are you still maintaining that range, 5 to 7%, or there's a revision in that?
So to be honest, I mentioned earlier, we have not yet revised any of our budget or any of our target. So covering those numbers, because July was also started well, but due to an exceptional, you know, high rain. So it has been again on a flatter side, slightly, but August is growing good. So honestly speaking, we have not yet revised any of our annual budget, other things, and we are very hopeful because the festival season, you know, whole of the industry is looking at that, and we are very sure the customer would come back. It may not be 5-7%, it may be 3-4%, 4-5% on an annualized basis, but definitely some part would be there, and overall target I still say.
Okay, okay, that helps. And your realization growth, how would that be going forward for this particular and also for FY25? Usually it is what range?
So absolutely on a, you know, same link, you know, everything is same. When we have been expecting about some same store growth in there, the per square foot sale or average, everything would be maintained in that line. So we are not expecting on an annualized basis degrowth much in overall terms.
No, so your ASP of 1100 around, would that be maintained at the similar levels, or we should be expecting some hike in line with inflation?
Whenever we are discussing any number and mentioning any number, plus minus 2%, 3%, so that's a different thing. But overall target of crossing 1100, we are very hopeful.
Okay, okay, okay. And sir, last question from my side, the gender-wise sales breakup, but now where should we see this going forward, say in the next 2 to 3 years? Like the men was the men percentage contribution that should be going down, the women should be, or kids should be going up. How would that be seeing in the next coming 2 years?
So in our earlier commentary as well, we have told like we are being exclusively opening stores of ladies and kids, right? So last year you see we are doing approximately 85-86% of the men's category, 9-10% of the women, then 2% of the kids and 3% of the actually. So overall, it will increase slightly, but on an absolute term, like in Q1, we have seen a good growth in terms of ladies. There was a 10% contribution in terms of women. Kids has also grown from 2 to 3%, and accessories also grown from 3 to 4%, because men's obviously famous to tier 2, 3, 4, not 2, so that has come down from 86 overall to 83%. So on an overall basis, the numbers would be approximately 83 to 84% what we are expecting from men, 10-11% from ladies, and then the 3% from kids, and 3 to 4% from the accessories.
So considering more store openings for the women and followed by kids, would the inventory be going up for us in the near term?
No, we are actually increasing the ladies and stores very gradually. We are like opening only one ladies and kids store per month. So inventory won't be going much up because the expansion for the ladies and kids is very gradual.
So probably that would be maintained around 140 days or so.
Yes, absolutely. Those numbers. Overall target for this one. This is all 140 days, 140. This is all considering both, so it would be in the same range on an annualized basis.
Okay, okay, sure. That helps. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kapil.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sri Ranjana Mittal from Ratnataya Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So just a clarification. So you mentioned about 20% of your inventory is a work in progress, right?
Correct.
And also we have around 200 crores out of inventory. So so just the 80% of it, that is basically an investment in per store. And also there is some inventory which we have in the 4-4 stores because we don't book outright sales. Is
absolutely.
That correct?
Correct, absolutely.
So that will come to about per store, it will be, so per store our inventory investment would be around, it comes to around 40-50 lakhs. So is that the correct number?
No, that's not. Let me explain again.
Yeah.
So for us, depending on the size, you are right, because per square foot, we are keeping approximately 5 to 6 pieces per square foot and approximately 2 to 3 pieces
per square feet is being there on my back-end supply engine. So if I'll be investing apart from my work in progress and raw material, you can take it across 8 pieces is being investment, 8 to 9 pieces is being there. Right? So considering 425 rupees across, so overall considering the back-end inventory on the, because we are opening bigger stores now. Earlier our size was this quarter, we have our average size opening is approximately 1400. Right, so obviously on the size basis, 1400 square feet store is being there, considering back-end and front-end inventory, 35 to 40 lakh inventory is being there.
Understood, understood. Thank you, sir. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star then one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Jain from Jinan Research. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yes, sir. Congratulations for a good set of numbers.
Thank you
for taking my questions. My question is like, what are the store additions planned for this year as well as next year?
Yeah, we are planning to add 80 stores this year and 80 new stores in the next year. So it will be combination of all three kind of stores: exclusive men's and ladies, family, and ladies and kids store. So this is the number which we are maintaining from the last few. This is the only number we'll be going with in the coming years.
Can you give the breakup like from these, how much will be from COCO and from how much from FOFO?
Yes, sir. Our ratio is 70-30. 70% are the company stores and 30% are the franchise stores, and we will be going with the same model in the future.
One more question. Can you give us any guidance related to revenue and margin for FY24 and if possible for next 2-3 years?
So as I mentioned earlier as well, so we are expecting a growth of approximately, you can say, in the range of 18-20% for this financial year and going forward also. So that's the revenue growth we have been expecting. So the moment I'll be, in our earlier commentary as they say, the moment we are growing by this percent, 20-22% of the CAGR. So by the FY26, we have a clear to take a target of across 1,000 crore of the revenue company. Simple.
Okay, thank you. And so one more question, like what is the demand outlook for the current season you foresee?
Demand outlook in the current quarter is not very good. Due to July was little bad due to the floods. August is good. But in the quarter 3 and quarter 4, demand outlook is very positive because there will be a Diwali season, and post Diwali there will be the winter season, which is at the highest sale season of the year. So demand in the second half of the season, outlook for the second half of the year is very good.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star then one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Arpan Rathod from One Up Advisors. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Couple of questions from my side. First is, we are guided for around 70 to 80 stores per annum. When I look at the manufacturing side, first question is how much is the in-house capacity? And secondly, what are the plans in terms of considering we are onto an aggressive store expansion plan? Are we looking at any investment in terms of adding more capacity in-house?
So, what is our manufacturing capacities are? So when I'm talking about this financial year or last financial year, we have a state-of-the-art factory in our Bahadurgarh, Haryana, which is being able to produce across 15 lakh garments per annum, right? So that is what in the last year, that was able to supply one-third of our requirement of complete sale. And at the same time, one-third we are getting from our dedicated fabrication units, right? Whom we are supplying the raw material and they are just fabricating and giving us. So two-thirds we are being completely controlling, and the balance one-third will be coming from an SOB basis,
mainly for the knitting material. Ludhiana is hub for them, and we are also procuring from ears from Ludhiana itself. So this one third proportion is being there. One third from the own factory and one third is from the fabricator. That means two third is from the manufacturing side from our side and one third is from this side. So going forward, we are working on this, and the same proportion would be maintained. Two third would be maintained from the factory as well as fabricator, and the balance would be coming from the one third or 40% on a
Understood. So the point which comes out is, considering that you're currently at 460 odd stores and you would be around 700 stores in a period of 3 years from here.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the capex that would go in terms of capacity expansion? Will we have to acquire more land for setting up the factory, or the current land is sufficient to take care of that expansion?
So we are core retailer. We are not manufacturer, but a state of the art factory, and we are very good in manufacturing. So we do not have immediate plan to increase our own production in terms of factory, but definitely the fabricating unit, that is also is like our unit. We are only controlling them, supplying them. So that is, so there we are, this year we are enhancing our capacity for our Bahadurgarh factory, which may go from 15 lakh pieces to 18 to 20 lakh pieces, and that would be there. So this year already being capex investment is being there. Every capex investment we are doing in terms of back end, that is our, creating a office cum supply chain that is required a heavy investment. So that will finish this financial year as well as next financial year, including the capacity enhancement. For the 2 years, that is this financial year, next financial year, we have a plan of in terms of back-end investment, back-end capacity enhancement. But going forward, when I'm talking about 700 cents, there is no further CapEx heavy plan apart from this, what is going this financial year and next financial year. That is coming from the fabrication side as well as from the FOB side.
Okay. Related question on this, what's the advantage or what is the margin advantage in terms of in-house manufacturing or the fabricators whom you control versus outsourcing it entirely? And this question is coming from a point wherein you mentioned, considering that we have our own manufacturing also, the inventory is little higher in terms of raw material and all. Just wanted to understand the math around this.
So I think there are two questions you put. Number one, in terms of margin, is there any difference in the margin? And number two, as far as since we are in manufacturing as well as fabrication, so there is an investment in terms of raw material. That's correct, as I mentioned earlier. So in, as far as gross margin is being considered, the overall we have been there under 55% or 54% we have been considered. There is not much difference because mostly the same prices we are giving to those fabricators what we have been there. So slight difference has been there, but not the much bigger difference has been there.
Okay.
And as far as, sorry, I skip your next question. So that is from the margin side. So overall margin is being maintained. Slight difference is being there on the margin, but overall margins are being there.
Okay, so what is the advantage in the in-house manufacturing? Is definitely slightly better one week we are giving to the fabricator, because the profit margin of the fabricator we are able to save when we are doing in-house manufacturing.
Okay. But we are able to control the quality and everything.
Yeah, we have a quality checkers team, so there is a proper team to check the quality, so there is no issue of the quality control.
Okay. My other question is, are we more, are sales more inclined towards winter?
Sorry, inclined towards?
Winter wear.
Yeah, our sale is more inclined towards the winter wear, like. Our sale ratio is like 40% in the first half and 60% comes from the second half.
And is that the same reason why our store expansion or current stores, we are less present in south and more in north?
Yeah, it has a reason of the it is due to the climatic factor also, because in south there is no winter season as such. So we have plans to go in the south last.
when there will be saturation in the north, east and west, you'll be going to the south due to the climatic factors.
Okay. So, where do we see how many stores we can, on a back of envelope working, how many stores do you plan to add up in next 3 years? Aggregate in terms of south expansion.
In south, for the next 2 years, I don't think there will be much need because there is much space in the rest of the India. Yes, after 2 years, we will go there in the south or south market also.
Okay. One more question from my side, considering that this end of season, sale season is on, and you guided that this quarter so far have been muted. Are we feeling increased pressure in terms of our margin for this quarter?
Increased pressure in this quarter, what you are saying? Quarterly margin?
Yeah. Yes.
So, we are
clear. This is more of a end of season sale quarter wherein all the guys come up with sales. So, and our model essentially is also discounted sales model. So, do we have to increase the discount further or how is it, the demand scenario?
No, we are offering the same discount which we have offered last year. So, there is no extra discounting we are doing to the customers. So, the margins will be maintained in this quarter.
Okay. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank
all the best for the rest of the...
A reminder to the participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star then one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Yash Bajaj from Lucky Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity again, sir. I just dissected the stores according to the regions, north, west, east, south, center, which you generally give in your presentation and annual report.
Mm-hmm.
So I have basically done a calculation of a revenue per store for the last 5 years. So according to my calculation, your west region is performing really well. But your north region is slightly underperforming. Is that observation right?
No, yet what we have observed in the Q1 is that the worst performing state was the Gujarat state in the Q1. So
I'm not talking about Q1. I'm just talking about let's take like last 5 years. So overall, all last 5 years.
I tell you, in the west region we have very less presence in the last 5 years. So in the west, the more openings happen in the west because the space was vacant. So that's why it looks like the west region is growing really fast. But the north region is also growing. It is our age old home. So definitely growth will be little lesser than from the western territory when it comes to the space. But when it comes to the absolute number, definitely north region contribute bigger chunk than the western region.
Right. I was actually looking more specifically at the revenue per store number of north region. So
north revenues per store region will be little bigger than the western region due to the climatic factors.
Okay, fine. I'll take this offline probably. And my second question is, how much would be our e-com in Q1 23? And we have seen a big jump in e-com share. So what are we doing there?
Basically, e-commerce has jumped to more than 300% for the last Q1 in the last year. So we have closed the revenue at 6.4 crores in this Q1. And our target would be again the same of around 6 to 7% of our total sales in the whole year. So basically we have added more inventory in the e-commerce business. Now the inventory is we have full inventory and we have added, the omnichannel is doing really well. We have added 200 stores of Myntra. And we have also added the omnichannel. We are also in process of adding the omnichannels for Ajio as well. So that would be a growth driver for us. And I hope that we'll be able to achieve that number. We'll be trying to close around 45 to 50 crores this year.
Okay. So, and we sell on Myntra and Amazon?
Sorry? All the leading marketplaces. No, we are present on all the leading marketplaces from Myntra, Ajio, Tata Click, Nykaa. But the most, matlab, the best performer is Myntra, which contributes around 50% of the overall sales.
Okay. Okay. And you said something related to 200 stores being on omni-channel, which are linked to Myntra.
Right. Right.
Okay. So basically, someone buys something on Myntra, so that is delivered from that store. That's how it is.
Yeah. So basically, all those 200 stores like becomes our warehouse. So we have our stores like in Gujarat, Maharashtra, and in the East as well. So if the customer is ordering from Maharashtra, it becomes easier for him to get the delivery. He gets the material delivered within a couple of days. So that increases the delivery timeline for us and reduces the logistics cost as well. So the overall inventory exposure that we have on the Myntra is like big, because all those 200 stores have become a separate warehouse for us.
Okay, got it. And you said that the e-com segment is performing well because we have increased our inventory over there, right? That's how it is.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically what we have done is that last year we were only selling the inventory that we had, but now we are working on bestsellers as well. There are certain articles that are doing really well on Myntra, some basic core articles. So we have made those articles separately for the online business as well, and they are doing really well. Those articles are performing well on all the platforms.
Okay. Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thanks, Kesh.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Vijay Bansal for closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
I would like to once again thank you all for joining us on this call today. We hope we have been able to answer your queries. Please feel free to reach out to our CFO or IR team for any clarifications or feedback. Thank you all.
Thank you. On behalf of Cantable Retail India Limited, we conclude today's conference. Thank you all for joining. You may now disconnect your lines.